We're in studio tonight, Corey and myself, with somebody we haven't had in here, and that's always exciting. But what's more exciting is one of the better fishermen on the coast, as far as I'm concerned, and just from watching him from afar. But we're going to have an opportunity to talk to him tonight, Mr. Mark Ornos from the Pacific Voyager Tortuga Sport Fishing. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going out there in Radio Land? John, Corey, nice to be here.
Going great. You just actually got in today, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We got in at 6 a.m. this morning, a day and a half.
And your day and a half trip, I know that they're dubbed as Colonnette trips. Did you go to Colonnette?
Oh, yeah. Colonnette, start out looking for the big yellowtail and fishing the reds and lings. Very, very good fishing to us so far this winter.
What about the yellows? Did you see that fish this weekend?
We saw a couple schools, but very hard to get to. And deeper water, 40, 45 fathoms, we saw a little bit there. And there was quite a few boats there on that small little high spot, so they got a little skittish, but no bites for us.
But as far as the yellows, I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, you'll meet them for a couple trips over a couple weekends, and then that second or third weekend, they pop up, and you get 30 to 40 fish.
That's right. That's yeah. right. That's why we have to always continue to go down there and, you know, on our trips this time of year to give it a good look, because you never know when they're going to be schooled up ready to bite.
It seems to me, and I haven't fished that particular fishery in the wintertime this time of year. You know, all my years of running a sport boat, we didn't even slow down for 3 days. So, but I've been tracking you guys, you, Sean, JJ, all these guys, and it really seems like that's a morning deal this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that in the last 7 or 8 years, we've seen fishing for the yellowtail in the afternoon about 3 or 4 times.
Really? And it's more of a morning
more
thing.
More of a morning deal.
Even on the yo-yo iron?
Yep, even
really?
On the yo-yo.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the reason is for that kind of stat. I mean, I've only gotten them in the afternoon a few times.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard
just the way
say.
It is.
All we can do is just put it together on what we see and what we do.
You just have to know the way it is. Don't ask why.
That's the
right?
way it is.
Yep. Nice. And so, but it's real centrally located where you get to see it or look for that yellow in the morning or maybe get a shot or two, and then the reds and the lings, you're right there.
Yeah.
It's not like you got to change areas. I mean, that is good central location.
It is. And we kind of wander off sometimes to fish any special little deals that we might have for quality reds. But right around that Colonnette, it's all right in the same area. Once you get there, your day is made.
Wow.
That's a nice little bank. I don't know if you remember this, but about, I think it was 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, there was about a two-week stretch of 15 to 30-pound tuna on that bank.
Oh, yeah.
And I rolled through there one day and had 350, so fast make your head spin. Good spots.
Oh, yeah.
Biting fish.
Yeah, we were there for, gosh, I think almost a month.
Was
that
it a month?
That was year before last, or maybe, yeah, I think you're right, 3 years ago.
Yeah, three yeah. years ago.
Good fishing on that yellowfin.
Yeah, that was pretty neat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Getting where, because it gets all banked up, and man, it was like clockwork every day. It was mm-hmm. on them little crabs. So
that's right.